Gary Mason, you live in the heart of this community in East Belfast. Now, there's a statement here in the names of practically every community organisation, paramilitary organisation and church organisation in East Belfast. What does this statement essentially say?
Yeah. It's saying that the violence needs to come to a stop. I think the key thing about this statement is it's so wide-ranging as regards groupings. So no one grouping can actually dominate this statement. It's a grassroots statement from within loyalism, within church, within community, within politics, and simply the ordinary person in the street.
Gary, let me put something to you. The Chief Constable very specifically alleged that individuals within the UVF in East Belfast, almost like dissident, almost like satellite UVF members, were organising and orchestrating the violence in East Belfast. If that is a factual situation, are there those people behind the statement?
Yeah. I can't comment, obviously, on police intelligence, but what I can say categorically is that the UVF in East Belfast are completely behind this statement and are calling for the violence to stop, as are the UDA and the Red Hand Command. So the three loyalist groupings that you and I have known for quite a number of years are all saying categorically the violence in East Belfast has to stop.
What of the Chief Constable's allegations, though, that individuals linked to the UVF have been organising and orchestrating this violence, regardless of what the UVF as a central body says? Are you confident that those people, if that were true, are behind this peace effort now in East Belfast, anti-violence position?
I can say all members in East Belfast of the UVF are behind this peace effort. As again, I am not going to comment on police intelligence because it's not within my remit. My skills are theology and psychology, but they're definitely not police intelligence, but all members of the UVF in East Belfast have signed up to this statement at the highest level.
In summary, would you be surprised if you saw violence breaking out on our streets again, if you see people jarring up against Short Strand in a provocative way or anything of that manifestation?
Yes, I'd be incredibly disappointed after negotiations have ongoing this week. One of the other key things that needs to be said as well, I'd be saying to those within republicanism as well, that if there are difficulties within their community and people want to move towards violence, they need to make sure people in Short Strand this weekend are not involved in violence as well. Because I think people in Short Strand could sign this leaflet as much as anybody else. It's such a wide-ranging leaflet. That's what gives it the strength.
Are you going to cross the road and try and get these people over there, or those people over there, to buy into your leaflet?
Yeah, not at the moment, because primarily it was a response from the loyalist unionist community. But if folk in the Short Strand want copies of this, I mean, there's relationships down there, even as you and I know. Give any of us a call, and I'm more than happy to drop them down.
Gary Mason, thank you very much indeed.